Now, this 7-year period of time at the end,
آخر هفت سال,
most Christians you will hear referring to as Daniel's 70th week.
همه بهش میگن هفته هفتادوم دانیال.
Now, there's different ways that people explain what happens in that week.
نامی که میذارن و روش توضیح دادن اون هفته فرق میکنه.
And we will go into that.
و من جزئیاتش رو نگاه میکنم.
Yeah, but I want to show you why it is called Daniel's 70th week.
اما میخوام بهتون نشون بدم چرا اسمش رو گذاشتیم هفته هفتادوم دانیال.
It wouldn't be my first choice to call it like that.
اولین انتخابم نیست که بخوام هفته هفتادوم.
I have no objection calling it that.
اگه اسم هفته رو می‌خوایم بزنیم روش بزنیم علی
Because I think that's right to do that. It's not wrong to say hey.
The 70th week points to the end times.
Now, let's go to the prophecy. That Daniel gave.
نبوت دانیال در عتیق.
Or that Daniel received.
که دانیال از خداوند about رو گرفت.
About this 70 weeks.
در مورد این هفته 70.
It's Daniel chapter 9.
دانیال فصل 9.
And it is read verse 24.
Begin 24
So 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy.
هفتاد هفته برای قوم تو و برای شهر مقدست مقدر گشته است. تا به نافرمانی خاتمه داده شود و گناه پایان پذیرد و تقصیر کفاره گردد و پارسایی جاودانی آورده شود و رویا و نبوت مهر گردد و قدس و لقداس نصف شود.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that are mentioned here that need to be fulfilled in this prophecy referred to as the 70 weeks. Now, these weeks are not weeks of days.
Yeah, so we're not talking about
all these things have to be fulfilled in 490 days. Yeah, this talks about weeks of years. And when you see the next verses, you will immediately understand why. It's not 490 days, but 490 years. Yeah, because it talks about different periods spanning much more than 490 days. So let's read verse 25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem, and the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublous times.
پس بدان و بفهم که از صدور فرمان جهت مرمت و بازسازی اورشلیم تا آمدن مسیح رهبر 7 هفته و 62 هفته خواهد بود.
Only 25, yeah. Now, the first thing I want you to see is that the Bible splits up this period.
Yeah,
it's not one period of 70 weeks. Now, it's three parts. Yeah, you have 7 weeks. 7 times 7 is 49 years.
Then you have
62 weeks. Yeah, 7 times 62 is 434. And then you have 1 week.
Which
is 1 times 7 is 7 years. That was the easy one. Now, some people have tried to connect it. And they say, oh, it's just one period of time spread over this. But that simply doesn't work.
Yeah.
You will end up with gaps in between those periods. Yeah, with specific things are fulfilled. Yeah, the Bible splits them up.
Now,
if you look at verse 25, it's not that hard to figure out what this is referring to. Because we can just look back in history and compare it with what Daniel
prophesied. Now,
when was Daniel saying these things?
Yeah.
When the Israelites were in captivity in Babylon. When Nehemiah and Ezra were in the time of the rebuilding of the temple and Jerusalem.
معبد مقدس در اورشلیم بوده و داشتن از اسارت بابل‌ها آزاد می‌شد.
Yeah, so that's the time period that we're talking about.
زمانی که داریم تو تاریخ در مورد صحبت می‌کنیم.
And if you remember from the stories of Nehemiah,
اگر به اون داستان‌ها نگاه کنید.
These were troublous times.
زمان سختی بوده.
Yeah, they had to deal with enemies who didn't want them to rebuild the city.
در حقیقت با دشمنایی باید می‌جنگیدن که حاضر نبودن شهر رو بسازن.
Yeah, one hand had a weapon, the other hands were working.
یک کسی اسلحه دستش بود، یک کس دیگه کار می‌کرده.
And we even have a reference here to
the Messiah,
the prince that shall come. مسیح
موعود، اون شاهزاده‌ای که قرار بیاد.
Yeah, so now read the next verse.
آیه بعدی رو بخونید.
26. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with the flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined.
پس از آن 62 هفته مسیح منقطع خواهد شد و هیچ نخواهد داشت. قوم آن رهبر که نهایت شهر قدوس را نابود خواهند کرد. پایان آن با سیل خواهد بود و تا به آخر جنگ خواهد بود. پس ویرانی های مقرر است.
Yeah, so after 69 weeks, yeah, we're in now. 7 plus 62. Yeah, we have the statement that the Messiah shall be cut off.
مسیح بریده خواهد شد.
But not for himself.
اما برای خودش
now,
نه.
Now, it's not hard to figure out what this is pointing to.
سخت نیست درک کردن که در مورد Jesus Christ, عیسی مسیح که
who died on the cross
که روی صلیب مرد
for the sins of the world.
برای گناهان مردم.
Yeah, this is a prophecy about Jesus Christ.
نبوتی است برای اومدن عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, but then another prince is mentioned.
و بعد یه شاهزاده دیگه
yeah, because it says, and the people of the prince that shall come.
و پسران اون شاهزاده که
میآید. And then he's talking about destruction coming to the city and the sanctuary.
و نابود شدن شهر و نابود شدن معبد مقدس
yeah,
خداوند.
And the context is that we're talking about destruction of Jerusalem and the temple.
در حقیقت در مورد تاریخ صحبت میکنه که اورشلیم و معبد مقدس نابود شد.
And it talks about war.
در مورد جنگی که اون زمان اتفاق افتاد.
Read 27.
آیه 27 رو بخونید.
And he shall confirm the covenant in many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation. And the term, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate.
او برای یک هفته عهدی را بسیار استوار خواهد کرد و در نیمه آن هفته قربانی و هدیه را متوقف خواهد ساخت و بر بال رجاسات ویران کننده خواهد آمد تا پایانی که مقرر است بر ویران کننده ریخته شود.
Yeah, so till 69 weeks it's pretty clear. Yeah, because it ends with Jesus dying on the cross for our sins. Then it talks about this war, this destruction, the temple being destroyed, sacrifices being stopped, the worship being stopped at the temple. And it happens in the midst of the week. Yeah, and it uses language, and I don't know how it works in Farsi. It uses language as overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate. Yeah, which is a little bit difficult.
یه مقدار زبان سختی کلمه‌های سختی داره.
Little bit.
I don't even understand it in English. I'll rephrase it a little bit in a moment.
کلمه‌های قلمبه سلمبه استفاده می‌کنه.
Daniel. Daniel, verse 27. Yeah, I'm pointing at the overspreading of abominations. It's like what he's doing is defiling the temple.
Palidi abomination.
او برای یک هفته عهدی را با بسیاری استوار خواهد کرد و در نیمه آن هفته قربانی و هدیه را متوقف خواهد ساخت. 327. خواهد آمد تا پایانی که مقرر است.
Yeah, it's a part of making desolate. It's a part of the abomination of desolation. And I know these are difficult things to understand, this Bible prophecy, but you come here to learn. Yeah, we're here to just increase in our knowledge and an understanding of the Bible. So. And I'll come back to this later. Now, what is this talking about? This last week, this destruction. Do we see this in history? Answer yes. 70 AD.
هفتاد سال بعد از تولد مسیح
the temple was destroyed.
معبد مقدس خداوند در اورشلیم نابود شد به وسیله رومیان
as part of a war that lasted for a total 7 years.
جنگی که 7 سال طول کشید.
Figure that.
7 سال.
Guess when the temple was destroyed.
چرا 7 سال؟ کی معبد مقدس نابود شد؟
Exactly in the middle of that war.
درست وسط 7 سال، 3 سال و نیم جنگ معبد نابود شد.
And that's also, of course, when the sacrifices stopped.
در حقیقت قربانی‌ها در سومین سال.
Yeah, because the temple was destroyed.
چون معبد مقدس خداوند در ایام عتیق نابود شد.
Now, was it right for the Israelites to do these sacrifices?
آیا درست بود
at that point in time?
برای اسرائیلی‌ها اون قربانی رو بدن به معبد مقدس؟
Absolutely not.
نه.
Because Jesus had already come.
عیسی مسیح اومده بوده و قربانی کامل شده.
Yeah, these sacrifices that were told
نبود.
To do in the Old Testament.
اون قربانی‌هایی که در عتیق ازشون خواستند که انجام بدن همش شایعه‌ای بود برای اومدن عیسی مسیح.
Jesus died once and for all.
عیسی مسیح یک بار برای همیشه مرد. پس بعد از تولدش قربانی معنی نداشت.
Remember, there's some change in the priesthood.
کاهنان عوض شدند از زمانی که عیسی مسیح بر روی صلیب رفت.
Yeah, because things have changed with the coming of Jesus Christ.
چون با اومدن عیسی مسیح قوانین خداوند
تغییر کرد. And there was also a change in the law because of that.
شریعت خداوند عوض شد با تغییر عیسی مسیح.
Hebrews 7:12
ابرانیان فصل 7 آیه 12 در مورد اون تغییر صحبت می‌کنه.
Now the physical sacrifices were not a thing anymore.
قربانی جسمانی که باید انجام می‌دادن دیگه لازم نبود انجام بدن.
Yet of course many of the Jews did not believe on Jesus Christ.
عیسی مسیح ایمان نیاوردن.
And they continued to practice.
ادامه دادن قربانی کردن.
Yeah, they continued their tradition.
ادامه دادن شریعتشون ادامه دادن.
Till 70 AD when the temple was destroyed.
Now,
is 70 AD a fulfillment of this prophecy in the book of Daniel?
Yes,
there was a fulfillment. Yeah, who was that prince that the Bible talks about? That prince that was
come.
Now we know from history what it was. There was Titus. And later on he became the Roman Emperor.
و بعد شد سلطان روم.
Who are the people of the prince?
که کی قوم اون شاهزاده بودن که همه چیز رو نابود کردن؟
Was the Roman army.
ارتش روم.
And this was just also as Jesus had prophesied would happen.
همون جوری که عیسی مسیح نبوت کرده بود اتفاق می افتاد.
Go to Matthew 24.
متی فصل 24.
And read verses 1 and 2.
آیه 1 و 2.
And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See not all these things, verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another, that shall not be thrown down.
پس عیسی از معبد بیرون شده رفت و شاگردان پیش آمدند تا ساختمانهای معبد را بدو نشان دهند. عیسی ایشان را گفت, آیا همه این چیزها را نمی بینید؟ هر آینه به شما می گویم در اینجا سنگی بر سنگی گذارده نخواهد شد.
Yeah, Jesus had said this temple will be broken down to the last stone. And it literally happened 70 AD.
سال 70 yeah. بعد از میلاد مسیح
Does that mean we're done with Daniel 70 week?
هفته 70 دانیال تکمیل شد و دیگه نبوت تکمیل نشده.
We can see it being fulfilled in history.
دیدیم در تاریخ اتفاق افتاد و دقیق و طبق روزش اتفاق افتاد.
So why are we referring to Daniel 70 week?
برمیگردیم به هفته 70 دانیال.
That is still to happen.
منتظریم که اتفاق بیفته.
Now the answer is dual fulfillment of prophecy.
همونجوری که گفتم هر نبوتی دوباره تکرار میشه.
Yeah, this fulfillment in 70 AD was just a shadow of a greater fulfillment that we will see in future.
در سال 70 میلادی افتفاق افتاد تکاملش و بزرگترش رو خواهیم دید در آینده.
This Titus is just a picture, a shadow of the Antichrist that will come in future.
سایه‌ای بود برای اون ضد مسیحی که قرار در آینده بیاد و بزرگتر.
This Roman Empire which was in charge then.
که اون زمان رومیان رو داشت.
Of another empire.
به عنوان یک سلطنت دیگه‌ای که روی زمین قرار خواهد گرفت.
By the Antichrist.
که ضد مسیح اون وحش اون سلطنت خواهد کرد.
Just say, but the context of Daniel 9 doesn't say anything about the Antichrist.
در دانیال فصل 9 هیچ چیزی در مورد
How do you tie in the Antichrist into that?
چجوری اون دانیال رو مربوط می‌کنی به اون وحشی که در مکاشفه گفته شده؟
Let's take a look at the context because it actually does talk about the Antichrist.
داستان دانیال رو ببینیم واقعاً داره برای ضد مسیح.
Let's go two chapters back in Daniel.
دو تا فصل برگردیم کتاب دانیال.
And we'll start connecting dots.
نکته‌ها رو با هم دیگه وصلش می‌کنی.
Be a little patient but eventually you will see the links. Daniel chapter 7.
Daniel fasle
7. And read verse 8.
Aya 8.
And these are visions that Daniel has received and they're very interesting to talk about, but I don't want to go into detail on them. I just want to focus on on the links with the Antichrist in the 7-year period of time.
So,
Daniel 7 verse 8. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of men, and a mouth speaking great things.
چون آن شاخ‌ها را ملاحظه می‌کردم، شاخ کوچک دیگری از میان آنها برآمد و سه شاخ از شاخ‌های نخست در برابرش از بیخ کنده شد. و هان این شاخ چشمانی همچون چشمان انسان داشت و دهانی که سخنان تکبرآمیز می‌گفت.
Now notice that this little horn is being mentioned there.
این شیپوری که در موردش صحبت می‌کنه.
Now what does a horn represent in the Bible?
شیپور سمبل چیه؟
It's a king. How do we know?
پادشاه.
Because the Bible tells us specifically.
چون کتاب مقدس میگه شیپور.
Revelation 17:12. You don't have to go there. You can just translate it. 12. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings. Yeah, so the Bible tells us what these horns mean. It's a king. It's a ruler. And it is given a mouth to speak great things. Remember that. Yeah, remember that. Go back to Daniel 7 and read verses 19 and 21. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. And of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows, I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them.
آنگاه خواستم حقیقت امر را درباره وحش چهارم بدانم، همان که با همه دیگران متفاوت بود و بسیار هولمان و دندانهای آهنین و چنگالهای برنجین داشت و میبلعید و خرد میکرد و باقی مانده را لگدمال مینمود. نیز خواستم درباره آن ده شاخ بدانم که بر سرش بود و نیز درباره آن شاخ دیگر که برآمد و سه شاخ در برابرش افتادم، یعنی همان شاخ که چشمان داشت و دهانی که سخنان تکبرآمیز میگفت و بزرگتر از سایری مینمود. و چون مینگریستم آن شاخ به جنگ مقدسین رفت و بر ایشان استیلا یافت.
So here it points back to the vision that Daniel already had, and this is the interpretation of it. So he repeats some things of that vision, and he talks again about this horn.
Yeah,
before who three other horns were plucked out.
Yeah?
This is the little horn we saw before, speaking these great things.
Now,
did you notice what verse 21 says? Yeah, the same horn, the same little horn, this king made war with the saints and he prevailed against them. Does this sound familiar?
Yeah.
Remember this. Go to verse 23. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom and are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them. And he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and dividing of time.
پس
او گفت وحش چهارم پادشاهی چهارم است که بر زمین خواهد بود. این پادشاهی با همه پادشاهی ها تفاوت خواهد داشت و تمامی جهان را فرو خواهد بلید و آن را لگدمال کرده خرد خواهد نمود. و اما در خصوص آن ده شاه، از این پادشاهی ده پادشاه برخواهند خواست و پس از آن پادشاهی دیگری که با پادشاهان پیشین تفاوت خواهد داشت، او سه پادشاه را سرنگون خواهد کرد و بر ضد آن متعال سخن خواهد گفت و مقدسین آن متعال را آزار خواهد رسانید و قصد تبدیل زمانها و شریعت را خواهد نمود و ایشان تا یک زمان و زمانها و نیم زمان به دست وی تسلیم کرده خواهند شد.
Yep, talking about the same little horn. That is power be given to.
قدرت بهش داده میشه به اون شاخ.
For a period of time and times and dividing of time.
زمان و زمان، دو زمان و نصف زمان.
Yes, again pointing to this 3.5 year period of time.
در مورد اون 3 سال و نیم دهه.
Now, where did we hear things?
سه سال و نیم.
Yeah, where did we?
کجا دیدیمش؟
Things like that before.
این داستان رو دوباره.
Now we just read them. When we read chapter 13 of the book of Revelation, the chapter that talks about the Antichrist. So let's compare that with Revelation
13:1.
Yeah, and I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy.
من بر شعر دریا ایستاده بودم و دیدم وحشی از دریا بالا می آید که 10 شاخ و 7 سر دارد و بر شاخهایش 10 تاج و بر سرهایش نامهای کفر است.
Yeah, again we see these 10 horns being mentioned.
7 شاخ دوباره تو مکاشفه نام برده همون جوری که تو دانیال نام برده.
Referring to 10 kings.
بازم نشونه.
Read verses 5-7.
بین 7-5 مکاشفه
نام بخونه. And read this passage completely at home.
5-7 ببخش.
But before, because of time, we just skip verses.
5-7.
Verse 5-7. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations.
به وی دهانی داده شد که به کبر و کفر سخن میراند و قدرتی به او داده شد که مدت 42 ماه عمل کند. پس دهان خود را به کفرها بر علیه خدا گشود تا بر اسم او و خیمه او و ساکنان آسمان کفر گوید. و به وی داده شد که با مقدسین جنگ کند و بر ایشان غلبه یابد و تسلط بر هر قبیله و زبان و امت به دو عطا شد.
Then a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. Powers given unto him 40 and 2 months. Yeah, making war with the saints and overcoming them.
Yeah.
I wonder who this little horn of Daniel is pointing to. Yeah, of course it points to the Antichrist. Yeah? The little horn is all the things that the Antichrist does, which we read of in Revelation chapter
13.
Now go back to Daniel 7. How does this little horn end?
این شاخ چه جوری قراره تموم شه؟ این پادشاهی چه جوری قراره به پایان برسه؟
Read the last verse of chapter 7.
آیه آخر فصل 7.
26 and 27.
26 و 27.
But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, yeah, the dominion of the little horn, to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him.
پادشاهی آنها پادشاهی جاودانه خواهد بود و همه حکومت‌ها آنها را خدمت و اطاعت خواهند کرد. سرانجام امر چنین است. و اما من دانیال از اندیشه‌هایم به غایت پریشان گشتم و رنگ از رخسار باختم، اما این امر را در دل نهان داشتم.
Yeah. So the reign of this little horn will end. It will be taken away from him. Now what's coming in his place? It says the dominion shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High.
قدرت داده میشه به مردم مقدسین عظیمتر.
God, Jesus Christ.
کی از همه عظیمتر؟ خداوند عیسی مسیح.
Whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom.
کدوم پادشاه پادشاه ابدیه؟
And all dominions shall serve and obey him.
همه به او سلطنت خواهند کرد و اطاعت خواهند کرد. در حقیقت آخر دانیال تموم میشه.
The beginning of the millennium reign of Jesus Christ.
سلطنت هزاره عیسی مسیح.
Who has an everlasting kingdom.
که قرار ملکوت ابدی ابدی رو داشته باشه.
Dominion is given
به قدرت داده میشه
to Jesus Christ
به عیسی مسیح
and those who believe in him.
Now,
remember we will rule and reign with Christ.
یادتون باشه که هممون قراره هم سلطنت کنیم هم قدرت داشته باشیم در کنار عیسی مسیح.
So Daniel 7 talks about the Antichrist. And you can already see that things are clicking.
Yeah?
The further we go, and in next sermons, it will become easier because you start seeing the different components falling into place. Now go to Daniel 8, where we have this little horn mentioned again. Yeah, this is another vision. Read verse 9 for now and stay there. Daniel 8 verse 9, and out of one of them came forth a little horn, which walked exceeding great toward the south and toward the east and toward the pleasant land.
هشنو.
از یکی از آن شاخها شاخی کوچک برآمد و به جانب جنوب و مشرق و سرزمین زیبا به غایت نیرومند شد.
Now, we already identified who the little horn was. It was the Antichrist. Now, let's look what this little horn does in verses 10 and 11. And it walks great even to the host of heaven, and it was cast down some of the and it cast down some of the host and the stars to the ground and stamped upon them. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of hosts, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of a sanctuary was cast down.
آن شاخ چنان نیرومند شد که دستش به لشکر آسمان ها رسید و برخی از لشکریان و ستارگان را بر زمین افکنده لگدمال کرد. او چنان نیرومند شد که دستش حتی به سردار لشکر رسید. قربانی دائمی را از او گرفت و مکان مقدس وی منهدم گشت.
Yeah, so he magnifies himself.
خودش رو بزرگ میکنه.
Is this something that the Antichrist will do?
کار ضد مسیح و وحش هم میکاره میکنه.
Absolutely.
100% کوچیک خودش بزرگ میکنه.
Second Thessalonians 2.
دوم تسالونیکیان فصل 2 میگه آیه 3 و 4.
Yeah, you will see that he declares himself to be God and demands worship.
که خودش خداست و تقاضا میکنه که مردم دنیا بپرستن.
Yeah, Second Thessalonians 2 verses 3 and 4.
دوم تسالونیکیان 2.
Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and a man of sin revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalt himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, shewing himself that he is God. 2 Thessalonians 2, 3 and 4.
به هیچ وجه شما را فریب دهد، زیرا که تا آن ارتداد اول واقع نشود و آن مرد شریر یعنی فرزند هلاکت ظاهر نگردد، که او مخالفت میکند و خود را بلندتر میسازد از هر چه که خدا نامیده شود یا مورد پرستش قرار گیرد، به حدی که مثل خدا در معبد خدا نشسته خود را مینماید.
Yeah, another confirmation.
تسالونیکیان فصل 2 آیه 3 و 4.
Yeah, this is another confirmation we're talking about the Antichrist.
دوباره تاکید از که دوباره
Now, not as something else that the verse 11 said in Daniel 8.
که آیه 11 دانیال فصل 8 چی بهم
گفته. Not that by him
به وسیله او
the daily sacrifice
قربانی روزانه شروع میشه برداشته میشه.
By who? The little horn, the Antichrist. Now, did Titus do this in 70 AD? Yes, he did that. He did that. But he is a shadow of the future Antichrist that is still to come. Because this little horn clearly points to the Antichrist. Yeah, we will sit in the temple.
بشینه yeah, دوباره بسازی کرده
the Jews will build,
که خود یهودی ها دوباره میسازن
and then eventually they will start sacrificing animals there again
قربانی کردن حیوانات تو همون معبد دوباره
and the Antichrist will stop
و اون ضد مسیح میاد و جلوی قربانی
میشینه and he will sit there and say hey, I'm God, you need to worship me.
میگه من خودم و من رو بپرستید.
Go back to Daniel 8.
دانیال فصل 8
and read verses 12 to 14.
آیه 12 تا 14.
And the host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression, and cast down its roof to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto the certain saint which spake, How long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice, and the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden under the foot? And he said unto me, Unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed.
به سبب اسیام لشگری همراه با قربانی دائمی به دو واگذار شد. او راستی را بر زمین افکنده عمل خواهد کرد و کامیاب خواهد شد. آنگاه موجودی مقدس را شنیدم که سخن میگفت و موجود مقدسی دیگر از آن که سخن میگفت پرسید: رویای قرآنی دائما اسیان و ویرانگر و واگذاری قدس و لشکر به جهت لیت مار شدن تا به کی خواهد بود؟ او به من گفت: تا 2300 شام و صبح، آنگاه قدس اصلاح خواهد شد.
Yeah, so it is the little horn, the Antichrist, that takes away daily sacrifice.
شاخ کوچیک، اون ضد مسیح، اون وحش که قرار قربانی های روزانه از ما بگیره.
And it's also the one who causes the transgression of desolation. Yeah, he is defiling the temple.
کراهت و نابودی
شدید. It's a term we find in other places, the abomination of desolation.
کراهت اخه کلمه خیلی قلم مثلا
go to Matthew 24 because it's
mentioned که در متا فصل 24 هست.
And verse 15 it's mentioned there, so you know the word for it in Farsi. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, Musa read it, let him understand.
24 verse 15 ویرانی که به زبان دانیال نبی گفته شد در مقام مقدس برپا شده که هر که خواند دریافت کند. مکروه ویرانی.
Yeah. Now, what other place do we have this mention of this abomination, desolation?
کلمه مکروه ویرانی دوباره در کتاب مقدس می‌بینیم.
Yeah, like Daniel 9.
مثل دانیال فصل 9.
With the 70 weeks prophecy.
در مورد نبوت 72 هفته 72 دانیال.
I'm trying to
really seriously.
Okay, we're trying to be quick. Go back to Daniel 9.
Daniel فصل 9.
Yeah. And the first part we know, we looked at 24 to 25.
24 to 25.
And it's pretty clear what it points to.
So let's
start reading at 26.
Yeah? 26 رو بخونید.
And after 62 weeks shall the Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war desolations are determined, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate.
پس از آن 62 هفته مسیح منقطع خواهد شد و هیچ نخواهد داشت. قوم آن رهبر که می آید شهر قدس را نابود خواهند کرد. پایان آن با سیل خواهد بود و تا به آخر جنگ خواهد بود. پس ویرانی های مقرر
Were these things fulfilled?
Oh, yeah, you know, اتفاق افتاد.
In 70 AD, yes.
But
you also see the greater fulfillment that will come in the end with the Antichrist that will do the same things. There will be another abomination of desolation. There will be another stopping of the sacrifices in a church temple.
Yeah,
there's a dual fulfillment to this prophecy in the book of Daniel.
دو بار در کتاب دانیال اتفاق میفته. همونجوری که اکثر نبوت‌ها دو بار اتفاق میفته.
And that is why we call the 7-year period at the end sometimes 70th week of Daniel.
برای همین زمان هفت ساله آخر دنیا رو هفته 70 دانیال میگه.
Because it also describes what will come in the future.
چون دقیقاً همون رو اشاره خواهد کرد که در ایام آخر خواهیم دید.
What happened was just a shadow of something greater to come.
چیزی که در سال 70 میلادی اتفاق افتاد در حقیقت سایه‌ای خواهد بود از چیز عظیم‌تر و بزرگتری که در آینده اتفاق میفته. اما امروز معبدی وجود نداره.
They will build a temple.
اما میسازنش دوباره.
And believe me, they're ready if they have the chance.
اگر شانس داشته باشن یهودی‌ها امروز.
They will directly build a temple.
بلافاصله فردا شروع می‌کنن.
And they will start fresh sacrifices there again.
شروع کردن قربانی کردنش
which is blasphemous.
که در حقیقت مکروه در حقیقت کفر.
Because Jesus died for our sins.
چون عیسی مسیح برای ما قربانی شد.
This was just
a picture. قربانی لازم نیست.
Point to Jesus.
و اون تصویری است به عیسی مسیح.
So there's a literal antichrist who comes.
یه وحش واقعی خواهد آمد.
Who will rule this world for
42
months.
خواهد کرد که 42 ماه سلطنتش طول خواهد
کشید. As part of a literal period of 7 years.
در حقیقت 7 سال کامل.
In which all these events happen.
که همه این اتفاقا قرار اتفاق بیفته.
Which will be followed by the millennium reign of Christ.
و در حقیقت در معبد مقدس در سلطنت هزاره عیسی مسیح انجام خواهد.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to lay down a basis for the 7-year period of time.
آغازی باشه برای اون 7 سال ایام آخر.
Yeah, so we understand why we talk about this period as 7 years.
همیشه میگیم 7 سال چرا میگیم؟
So we understand that in the middle of that week we have an antichrist standing up.
وحش قرار قدرت بگیره وحش قرار پرستش
پیدا کنه. And how do we get to conclusions?
چجوری به این نتیجه آخر سر رسیدیم؟
By comparing scripture with scripture.
آیه رو با آیه ترجمه کردیم و آیه رو با آیه مقایسه کردیم.
You'll say, why do we need to know these things?
چرا من باید اینا رو بدونم؟ به من چه ربطی داره؟
Yeah, first of all, we need to know why we believe the things we believe.
بعد هممون بدونیم چرا به یه چیزی اعتقاد داریم و برای چی اعتقاد داریم.
It amazes me always when I talk with people.
من همیشه وقتی با بقیه صحبت میکنم.
Also for the end times.
در ایام آخر. That people believe things. هر کسی یه اعتقادی داره.
But they have no idea how it is backed up by scripture.
نمیدونه واسه چی به این نتیجه رسیده.
We should not be like that.
ما نباید فقط چون یه نفر گفته کورکورانه اعتقاد داشته باشیم.
This opens up to a lot to be drawn into a lot of false doctrines.
چون ممکنه درسای غلط و دروغی این اتفاق بیفته اگر ندونی واقعا.
Yeah, but if you actually know what the Bible teaches, if you go to the scriptures.
اما اگه آیه رو خودت بخونی و آیه رو خودت ترجمه کنی و اعتقاد
you don't get drawn in
by these false teachings. معلمین دروغین هیچ وقت شما رو نخواهند.
I understand end time prophecy is a little bit more complex.
میدونم ایام آخر و نبوت‌های آخر در برداشتش سخته. خیلی راحت نمی‌تونی ترجمه‌اش کنی.
People who have a different view that I believe is absolutely wrong are not bad people. Yeah? It could be, but they're not necessarily bad people.
آدم‌های بدی نیستن. شاید درست متوجه نشدن.
Yeah, they're just ignorant about what the Bible actually teaches.
نتونستن کاملا کتاب مقدس رو درک کنن.
As we will go along and look at more of those pieces, it becomes easier and easier for you to understand because you are able to start placing these pieces in period like that, understanding what is happening, then going into this period blindfolded and be surprised. Yeah, surprise is a nice for birthday parties. But when you talk about real life events, describing periods of tribulation and great tribulation, you want to understand what is happening around you.
آماده باشی برای مقابله مشکلات. اما متاسفانه خیلی از مسیحی‌ها
well-meaning good people, nothing wrong with that. But they will be taken off guard.
اما سورپرایز خواهند شد.
Because they have a completely unbiblical view of the end times.
و در حقیقت شوکه بدی بهشون وارد خواهد
شد. Which the most popular unbiblical view is the pre-tribulation rapture.
کسایی که میگن همون لحظه که قبل از اینکه مصیبت روی زمین قرار بگیره همه ایمانداران
And a lot of that is caused by movies that are made.
اکثرش هم با فیلم‌هایی که ساخته شده اینو بهمون نشون
داده. It's not biblical.
مصیبت رو ما خواهیم داشت.
مسیحیان سخت And they will think that before anything happens.
فکر می‌کنن هیچ بدی براشون اتفاق نمی‌افته.
God will just take out all the Christians from the earth.
میاد همه ایماندارا رو جمع می‌کنه با خودش می‌بره. قبل از اینکه سختی‌ها به وجود بیاد.
It doesn't bother us, so we don't have to worry about it.
اصلا نگرانش نباشین، هیچ سختی برای شما نخواهد بود.
Yeah. Now let me break it to you. You will be here for a period of tribulation. It'll be a hard time. But God is with us. We will be taken out before God's wrath on this earth. Yeah, because we're not appointed into wrath.
Oh, but
how do we know that you're right? Here's how you figure that out. Go read the Bible. Look up those scriptures that I've given you. Yeah, and in the future ones, I will share you to explain all these things. And see if these things are true. And I don't mind if you have questions. Come and ask.
Yeah.
Let's close with the words from 1 Thessalonians 5. Verses 1 to 6. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travaileth upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are the children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober.
اما ای برادران در خصوص وقت‌ها و زمان‌ها احتیاج ندارید که به شما بنویسم زیرا خود شما به درستی آگاهید که روز خداوند چون دزد در شب می‌آید زیرا هنگامی که میگویید سلامتی و امانه است، آنگاه هلاکت ایشان را ناگهان فرو خواهد گرفت، چون درد زایمان زن حامله را و هرگز رهایی نخواهند یافت. اما شما ای برادران در تاریکی نیستید تا آن روز چون دوز بر شما آید، زیرا همه شما پسران نور و پسران روز هستید، از شب و تاریکی نیستید.
Are people in general in the dark?
آیا مردم معمولاً
تاریک هستند؟ But do we need to be in the dark?
آیا ما هم باید
no,
تاریک
باشیم؟ No, why not?
نه، لازم نیست تاریک باشیم. ما فرزندان نور هستیم. ما فرزندان روز هستیم.
We have the word of God.
نور رو داریم.
We have end time prophecies in the Bible.
حتی نبوت‌ها و پیشگویی‌هایی رو داریم.
And we have the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth.
داریم درون ما که ما به تمام حقیقت‌ها ما رو ببره و ما رو راهنمایی کنه.
Amen.
آمین.